Oh, you know it's always the Thunderdome. This is Tennis New York Giants Trade Talk, powered by Online Big Blue LLC. Want to talk about what if the Giants don't go quarterback? What if the Giants don't go wide receiver in the 2024 draft? There's always been the speculation. There's always been the rumors. There's always been the innuendos that the Giants are going to take that quarterback, that they're going to take that leap, that they're going to get back out of the Daniel Jones doldrums and find a new leader. That would be nice. But then you get comments of Joe Shane saying, you know, we're not going to reach for a quarterback. We're going to take the best player available on the board. And more than likely we'll get a good guy because other people will be going after quarterbacks. Yes, yeah, Shane, because other people understand that the quarterback position is the most important position in all sports. But we haven't figured that out going on year six. But you have to think that Shane and Dable are going to follow their process, which has been as confusing and as unclear as mud. Because at some point in time, they say, we're a rebuild. We're going to get Darren Waller. We're a rebuild. We're going to re-sign Daniel Jones. We're a rebuild. We're going to do this. They're an anomaly wrapped in a riddle. They are a misquote away every time Shane or Dable speaks in reference to exactly what this team is doing. Now, you look at the roster, you look at the way it's constructed. The first concern that I have immediately, besides the quarterback position, is going to be the cornerback position, the CB2 position. I've said this before. I think the two hardest positions to play immediately in the NFL is quarterback and cornerback. And I think the Giants right now with Deontay Banks have a good young corner. You have to hope he doesn't take the step back with the sophomore slump. You hope because when the league starts adjusting to what he does well, he readjusts. But the problem is you don't have that veteran presence behind him. You have Jalen Mills, okay? You have Cordell Flott. You got Deontay Banks. You have Cordell Flott, Deontay Banks. Well, I wish we had the clone of Mr. Banks. But you got Darnay Holmes. You're going to need to grab a corner in this draft. What if the Giants decide to trade out of six? I don't think that Minnesota is going to give the Giants their two first-round picks. I don't. And also, just because of the fact of where they're situated and what our salary cap situation looks like, I don't see that happening. I'm not saying that's going to preclude the Giants from doing that, but it's going to make it even tougher in reference to the way the salary cap looks right now. But what if they swap out a few spots? What if they move down a little bit? And what if they decide, hey, listen, we're not going to go the wide receiver. We're not going to go Joe Alt. We're going to get that CB2 guy. And honestly, this draft, I think this draft could have, I would say maybe four corners going in the first round. And that's not an over exaggeration. Because everyone looks at the big kid from Toledo. Everyone looks at Mitchell from Toledo, 6 feet, 196 pounds. He ran that 4.33. Had 41 tackles last year, interception, 18 pass defenses. He's a guy that is back a couple years ago, he was a ball hawk. He went up there. He went and got those five interceptions and 19 pass defenses. I think that was in 2022. And then even in 2021, he had 34 tackles, 8 pass breakups, and a sack, and a forced fumble. He's got the size, he's got the speed, he's got the strength. He has that overall intangible skill set. He's had a good combine. I think a lot of people are saying now that he's in within the top 15. Is he a blanket corner? Is he a shutdown guy? You never know. He's more of a zone guy in college. And I know that he was asked to be a press cover corner at the Senior Bowl. But I can't take 1 week and one game to say, okay, he was a zone guy in college, and for a week he was a press guy, and that's what he is. I can't do that. I'm sorry, because that's just not the way the law of averages works. We've said it before with
King of the almost sack.
He had his one big season, but we seem to forget the year before that and the other four. You are what you are. But he is a young kid. He is a kid coming into his own. Like I said, I like his size. I like his speed. I like his strength. Could Shane trade out of six, maybe to like 10? Maybe. Could he swap with the Raiders at 13? Because you know the Raiders want Penix. That has been the most if that was a national secret, I think it would, you know, I think someone should be fired immediately. Because, you know, I keep hearing all this talk out of Vegas that Penix. So maybe you get the Raiders swapping 13 and another couple other picks to move up to 6, and the Giants grab Mitchell over at 13. It's not a sexy pick. It's not a pick that you look at and say, it's a need pick. And sometimes we've always said it before, when you reach for a need, you know, sometimes that's what it is. You're just reaching. Sometimes with a quarterback, you need to reach for a need because, like I said, it's a little bit more difficult to play this game in the NFL if you don't have a guy under center. But what about the kid from, what's his name, from Alabama? What about Arnold? A little bit more on the smaller side at 5'11", 189 pounds. I thought he was going to have a little bit better speed. You know, I thought his speed was going to be good, but he ran a 4.5. Last year, total 61 tackles, 5 interceptions, 11 pass breakups for Alabama. So you know he's always playing quality guys. But like I said, it's that lack of speed that scares me. Now, a lot of people have him going anywhere between 15 and 31. I think he's raw. I think he's raw in regards to the fact that, like I said, he's going to have to learn how to transition to the NFL and understand his limitations in regards to his speed. He's not going to have that makeup ability if someone gets by him. But he's a kid that's got a huge upside. He's tough. I think he's a confident kid. I think he's good at you know, understanding the wide receiver and potentially what routes they run. He's one of those kids, though, if you take a look at him, though, you just got to be impressed with him and just about his body of work at Alabama. His combine, he didn't impress at the combine. He did not impress at the combine. That's why I have this feeling that someone like Mitchell has jumped over him. But like I said, he played at a higher quality and higher competition than Mitchell did. So it's one of those guys. It's one of those other guys. Like I said, could he be, he's kind of got that Banks mold. And I really do think, like I said, if you take a look at what he has done and what he's accomplished at a high program, at a high level, you kind of have to look at it and say, okay, this could be something special. This could be something interesting. And it's just something to keep. It's something to keep an eye on. But don't worry, we're not going to get a quarterback because remain calm. All is well. I'm going to just say this real quickly. If the Giants don't get Williams, Daniels, May, Penix, or hell, even McCarthy, it's a failure. The draft is a failure because you're going to roll into year 6 with Daniel Jones. You would then potentially have to roll into year 7 with this guy because I don't see everyone's saying this is the class. This is a class to get a quarterback in. Even maybe in the second or third round, this is the class. But the Giants need to get a guy. The Giants need to get a high-level guy. The Giants need to generate some excitement with this fan base because we just don't have it. We just don't have it. I was thinking about Arnold again. He makes a lot of mental mistakes, though. He made some mental mistakes. And I think that's all coachable stuff, though. I think that's coachable. I was just looking at my notes right here. You also got the kid, what's his name, Nate Wiggins? Out of Clemson, another big corner with speed, 6'1", 173 pounds. I like to see him gain some weight, but he ran a 4.28, 28 tackles last year, 2 interceptions, 6 pass defenses, 2 forced fumbles, and a sack. He didn't get into the starting lineup until 2022, so he's not a guy that's got a lot of college experience right off the bat out of last year. Like I said, I love the height. I love the length. It's the Mark Haynes, Mike Haynes scenario. He's got to bulk up, or I'm not going to like him in that run. He's got to bulk up if he's going to play anywhere in the run, unless he's going to be a true cover corner like a Deion Sanders or a Darrell Revis. Elite speed, man. That's what you got to look at. Speed kills. We've said it before. We have said it over and over again.
You got to get speed. Demon speed. Speed's what we need. We need greasy, fast speed.
Now, this is a guy that, like I said, he's got that skinny frame, and he's got some some off-field character issues, we'll say, we'll be nice about. So I think that's going to drop him down a little bit in the draft as well. And then you got the kid out of Iowa. But you know what? I don't know if he's going to come in more as a safety or a corner. 6'1", 209, what's his name? Cooper Dijon. I don't know. I really don't know. 41 tackles, 2 interceptions, 5 pass breakups in 2023. He had that lower leg injury, which ended his season. A lot of people say that his best position in the pros is going to be safety, or maybe even slot corner, or maybe a hybrid role like a Isaiah Simmons. Oh my God. But like I said, look, we're going to decline that call for a second. But like I said, he does the things, and he does those little things that you look at that maybe don't show up. Or you think they don't show up on game day, but if you go back and look at the tape, he does those little things well. And he does those little things that makes you say, okay, he gets the game. He understands the game. He understands the philosophy. He didn't work out at the combine, but like I said, I think he started working out with teams. I think he's been working out with teams. I'm not sure if he's had a pro day. I'm not sure. Then of course you gotta go with the Kool-Aid, because everyone loves Kool-Aid. 5'11", 199 pounds. I think he's going to be a second round guy. Early second round. He was one of the true freshmen to play for Saban. And that year he had 26 tackles and interception. Broke up a pass. Another guy that's 5'11", almost 200 pounds with good speed. I would say better than average speed. And I think if you're looking for a guy that's going to be a good press cover corner to go on the other side of Banks, I think the Kool-Aid would be. And plus, I just love calling him Kool-Aid, because he's like Billy D, man. He's as cool as the other side of the pillow. You just gotta love that name. I think he would be a good press cover corner. There are some complaints about his work ethic and his training. And the fact that he has been dubbed a lazy practice player. And he thinks that he can get away with his athleticism and not getting those proverbial football smarts. So there are some red flags. I do think he's going to be an early second round pick. But like I said, these are choices in quarter. If the Giants don't go that quarterback direction, that wide receiver direction, we're going to have a live stream today at noon, which is Wednesday. So make sure you stay tuned for that. And as always, don't forget to like. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to ring that bell, because you want to know why. That'd be awesome.